Check, check, check. Yo, what's going on? It's your big homie, Kodak. This is a special bonus audio edition of the Big Homie's House. We got some legendary Dro. What's going on?
What's going on, Kodak?
How you doing? You good?
Yeah, man. Slide.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you know, let's get into the reason why we here. Let's talk about this new music, this new sound that we pushing out. From the video I saw, it's some singing going on. It's a lot of harmonizing going on in this joint. So tell the people about this new track we got.
Oh man, me and Zaytoven got together, man, and I think my manager really was just pushing me to do something different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And for the community, like, you know what I'm saying, what was going on. You know what I mean? And it's a new sound for me.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? I was a little hesitant about doing something so conscious. You dig what I'm saying? But when I got around to it, man, me and Zaytoven got together, man, went in the studio and put it down, and we felt like it needed some vocals on there. So we hit up Dietrich Haddon, man, and we put it together, man. We came up, we're running out of time.
Yeah. So what was the inspiration behind running out of time? Like,
The youth killing, you know, all the youth violence, you know, across America, you feel what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I feel like, you know, the shootings in the schools and, you know what I mean? A lot of gun violence in America right now is just plagued. So I felt like I should be a voice, you know what I mean?
Mm.
And try to say something different, you know, because a lot of our music right now is not driven toward what the subject I wrote on.
Mm-hmm. What do you think as, you know, people with platform, people with influences, you know, as a lot of the entertainers and influencers in Atlanta have, what could we do to kind of change the direction that the youth are going right now? Because it's not what it was even 5 years ago. You know, like, you see a group of kids now late at night gathered together. You don't think they up to no good.
Yeah.
So how can people with influence in the city kind of help change that direction?
I mean, I feel like people should actually, you know, do the right thing, some, you know, when it's necessary for our youth, because mm-hmm. they are looking. You know, by all means, speak your truth about whatever you went through in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, when it comes down to God and somebody, I think that we should be able to say a word or express that this is not the way we're living like this. You know, we can't obtain some of all of these things and these, you know what I mean, these nice things and still live that life.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So when we're making music like that, I think we should hold panels and explain, you know, what was the meaning behind me making this track. You feel what I'm saying? It wasn't actually meant for you to go out. And you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We can change the narrative on it. So I thought that we should just hold panels, and you feel what I'm saying? And I think that it takes a village. We all need to band together and, you know what I'm saying, come together and just do something positive. You know what I mean? And have that as a foundation.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
And yeah.
And we can do whatever we need to do after that.
Yeah. I feel like, just me personally, and, you know, because I have cousins that are around the same age as a lot of the people involved in some of the stuff going on, it's like, mm-hmm. you want to push the positive message in the music, right. But at the end of the day, that's not, like, people are doing that and they're not listening to it.
Yeah, they're not.
They want to hear the bullshit music. They want to hear the drills. They want to hear the guns. They want to hear the drugs. They want to hear all that. But if you are an artist that has a message outside of that, it's kind of like you gotta do that to be successful.
Yeah, but I think that if all the big dogs change the narrative on that, because they're mimicking us from what we're talking about.
Mm.
So if all the big dogs, like, just not since just like change it, you know, just be like, hey, look, man, this ain't what really happening like that.
Yeah.
You feel me, bro? I ain't actually finna leave this radio station and go pick up the switch and go spray up nothing. You feel
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not my, you feel what I'm saying? But they think that actually we living it. It used to be like,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? We living it. You feel me?
Yeah. Because, you know, back in the day, there was, you know, maybe the streets was at that back then, you was either getting the music money or the street money. And the street money at times was probably doing more for you.
Yeah.
But now, I feel like it's kind of switched because you can come out of the streets and make so much more money outside of just music off of your influence as an artist. Like, you know, they got the switch shit now. You can get into realtor, get into land, whatever, however you pronounce that. There are so many more opportunities. So I do agree. Yes, you have to, they have to keep it honest, keep it a stack. Like, you know, this is what I was doing, but this is what I'm doing now. This is the shit that you need to pay attention
that's
to.
That's what we need the clarity on. Like, you know, this is who I used to be, and this is who I am now. You feel me? I did talk about things that I went through and what I was doing in the street. And by all means, like I said, tell your truth. You feel me? But speak about your transition. You feel me? Show the youth how you transitioned from an armed robber to a musician that made a lot of money.
Yeah.
You feel me? And let them know that, like, I no longer live like that. And, you know, and if you do have, and like, if, as far as the drugs go, I think that we can change the narrative on that too.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because I don't do the drugs I used to do. You feel me? But I did. You feel me? And I'll speak on that, but I ain't gonna too much push that now.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't wanna just bombard you with perk, you know what I'm saying?
Ling,
you know what I'm saying? So that's how it's gonna be.
Yeah, I shared a clip of your interview that you did with Big Facts because I feel like that was that's definitely something that people need to hear. Like, you know, they have to see and hear everything that comes with the lifestyle that, you know, is sometimes being promoted. So when I heard that, I saw that, I put that clip on my own social media because a lot of people didn't know. Yeah. It's like, you know, a lot of times we hear from Dro, he put out a hit, he put out a banger. It's not just a small hit, it's a banger.
Yeah.
And then, you know, go away for a few years, and he come back with another one.
Yeah.
You know? So a lot of people were trying to fill in the blanks, and you coming out and saying all that, you know, it's really, you know you got Atlanta and the community support 100% because Atlanta love Dro.
Yeah, I appreciate that too.
For sure. Yeah. So what else we got? We got the single now with Zaytoven and Dietrich.
Dietrich Haddon. Uh-huh.
Can we expect a project coming anytime soon?
Yeah, well, this is like a trilogy.
Uh-huh.
This is 3 of 3. I'm actually going to go backwards up into the next song would be Guns Down. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to be like, it's like a three-way combo. Like, I'm gonna speak about my drug use and my habit, what that led me to do, you like picking up guns and breaking the law and all that. You feel me? That's going to be one. The Guns Down going to be the second one. It Run Out of Time going to be the third one. But I'm going from 3
okay,
to
gotcha.
1.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha,
so
gotcha.
It's going to be like a trilogy. So this something that me and Zay told me and we're putting together. That's a project. Like, it's, I want to say it's like a positive project. You feel me? But it's going to be consisted of like a three-part series.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And as I'm sitting over here thinking about it, right? Like, do you think some people are afraid to kind of keep it honest about what their lifestyle is now because they've built this facade online and in their music that, you know, you're this big gangster, you're this thug, but, you know, that's, you can't really, you've made so much money and made so much of I don't want to say impact, but this is what you've built your career on.
Yeah.
So now if you kind of come back from behind the green curtain and say, you know what, I lied, that's not me. I really like to be, I'm a gamer, I be inside. You know, a lot of artists aren't going to do that.
I mean, I think that if they did, man, it'd be a good thing. But I think like a lot of people influence come from what they said they did and you know how many heads you popped in. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think like it's still room for you to, because you got kids. What you gonna tell your kids?
I know a lot of artists don't even let their kids listen to their type of music.
Yeah, me either. Like my son has to fight tooth and nail to find me playing something, you know, that got me on it.
Yeah.
Especially back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a way to do a lot of things, you know what I mean? And I think that if you do want to step up and speak up about, you know, gun violence and teens dying and how, you know, how you can change the narrative on it. I think that'll be the man in you. You feel what I'm saying? And not the child. And if you can find, we could get the youth to witness us doing it, maybe they'll come around. You dig?
Yeah. Okay. That's solid. So, you know, you are one of greatest lyricists to come out of Atlanta. Yes, that's saying a lot, because Atlanta has a lot of people that be spitting.
Yeah.
But do you feel like you get your just due? Like, when we talk about artists that coming out of Atlanta, like, when we put out these lists and they be like, oh, yeah, well, Joe slept on. Well, you don't need to be slept on.
Uh-huh. I mean, yes and no. You know what I mean? I think I'm kind of like half in, half out with that. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people do acknowledge the fact that, you know, I do have great lyricism, and a lot of people look over it. You feel what I'm saying? I think a lot of that, or half of that, is due to the fact of where I was in my mindset, and, you know what I'm saying, where I was in life, and how much I was applying myself for that other 50% to say, okay, Dro is this.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So I had the God-given talent allowed, you know, half of the people to say it, and I hear it. But the work and the other side of it, like, I had to work for, which you know, that's where everything showed up at.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, you know, just that, and this is just me speaking as a fan that grew up on listening to you. Uh-huh. I was in high school. When was the first big single? Was like 2004?
2000, 2006.
2000, oh, yeah. So I was five, in, six, yeah, six, yeah, five, six. So I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And I remember, shit, just putting on the Easter colors.
Yeah.
This is the thing I'm pimping in linen, Salamander sandals. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Like, you know, you have such a, like, you're literally like, your voice is like a paintbrush. Yeah. You're putting imagery in people's heads. Yeah. You know, like, red, black, and white Chevy. Now I'm Ryan Dion. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put them lights up in my room. Now I'm Ryan Neon. Yes, sir. Like, that is been something that's so ahead of its time,
uh-huh,
that it really hasn't been able to be duplicated yet.
Yeah.
Like,
I still see those things to the day. Like, we was on, like, last night, I passed by Jeep, neon lights in the rims. I was like, it's still happening.
Exactly. Like, and this was like 05, 06.
Yeah.
And that shit is still cool. It's still cool, but nobody's been able to replicate the Dro sound yet.
Yeah.
So who are some people that you fucking with on the come up in Atlanta right now? Who you rocking with?
I mean, well, you know, I'm stuck on Lil Baby, of course.
Yeah.
There's a couple more kids.
You got one with Lil Baby yet?
Not yet.
On the list. That'll be crazy.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, like, you know, Lil Baby. And who else I be rocking with? Music-wise. But, you know, I am an artist. I kind of, like, don't rock with a lot of people. But as a young clique, though, I was on Key really hard before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? And I was on 24 Heavy really hard.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know, a couple of more artists out there. You know, DC Young Fly.
Oh, do you think he can make that transition from being like an influencer, like, to an artist full time?
Yeah, I think he can. I just think that he has to work very hard at it.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because Jamie Foxx did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like DC got that talent too. You feel me? I just think that I think that the music community is stingy. Like, mm-hmm, we want our musicians. And you feel me? Once you go over there, it's cool. But
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I think if he work really hard at it, you know what I mean, He can have his cake and eat it too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he has a lot more of the resources.
Yeah.
Compared to Jamie Foxx, you know, with social media, Jamie Foxx came up in an era where people weren't really in their phones 90% of the time.
Right.
Now, you know, DC Young Fly has it to where he can be on Wildin' Out, mm-hmm, and go to the studio, and it's just really figuring out if your fans are going to translate over, mm-hmm, to what your new form of art is going to be. Like, because a lot of people I know, like, if I'm, and it's just, again, speaking for myself, if I followed you for one thing, mm-hmm, and you try to switch up on me like Drewski. Like if Drewski started doing music, I'm not here for Drewski music. But I've heard it's not my first time being introduced to DC Young Fly as an artist. I knew about him doing artist shit back, when I was in school. So this is like 2013. Uh-huh. You feel me? So it's just figuring out if your fans are gonna accept it, and you know, if you have a big fan base, enough, some of them will.
Well, you know, it's a such thing as being beaten into submission. You know what I'm saying?
Spill that. What you mean by that?
You can beat it into submission. Like if you work it hard enough, they'll give.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? If it ain't going the way you want it to go, work it hard and work it until it works.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Anything is possible.
Yeah. Okay. I got you. So I got, you know, we got this topic called The Porch where we talk about what's going on in pop culture and society.
Okay.
And first thing I want to discuss is, you know, Glorilla came out, was talking about how she wanted her assistant to come help her for like $5.50 a week. And a lot of people are like, oh, that's not enough. And I'm like, depending on what you're asking for.
Yeah, depending on what you, I think it's depending on what you're asking for. If you're asking for a whole lot, I think, you know, it depends.
Yeah. But she also, and one of the qualification was like a high school diploma. I'm like, you can't be asking for too much. You ask for a high school diploma. This is a low barrier for entry type position. And I really feel like in her head, if it don't work out, she can just find somebody else.
Yeah. I think that it's an opportunity to be beside, like, you know, a celebrity and also meet connections.
Yeah.
So if you just looking at the $5.50, then I don't think you see the big picture.
That is what I said, because I was like, you know, a lot of, like, on our side of things, a lot of the media internships aren't really paid.
No, they're not.
So, and people on the outside looking in is like, oh, y'all working for free? Well, I see the big picture.
Yeah.
I see the big picture. This is not something I'm not coming to this for a job.
Yeah.
You know, because I remember there were times I was doing stuff like this for free.
I'm telling you.
By myself.
Exactly.
So if I have an opportunity to do this for free in a big building that could possibly lead to something.
Yeah, I'm talking about seriously. You got to think. That's what I believe. Like, I think the fact that she offering somebody to come beside her and go on a journey that you probably won't go on.
Exactly.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, you might not ever get a chance like this again. I'm seeing the world for my first time. Come see it with me.
Exactly.
And I'm going to give you $5.50. I'll just be pocketing that.
Exactly. I don't feel like she's going to eat and then, like, hey, what happened to that $5.50? Like, yeah. It's not like right. You got to spend that on yourself.
Right, right.
You feel me?
Like, quite sure she's getting the flights and all that.
Yeah. So I believe that, you know, in this, like, in the music industry, entertainment industry is different than a lot of other things, because sometimes it's going to take sacrifices on everybody's part.
True.
The artist gonna have to take a loss. Shit, you gotta take a loss. Uh-huh. The man, everybody's taking a loss in some situations.
Yes, sir.
So if you're looking at it to where this is just, you just see this as an opportunity for you to get a check.
Yeah.
If you're trying to, if you got kids to feed, this probably not gonna be something for you.
Yeah. I think if you're young and you're trying to get out and see the world and experience new things and meet different people, make connections, I think that this is the job for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But if you're older and you're trying to, like, you know, you're trying to support a family, it's not
three kids, light bill, water,
like,
bill.
This is not your time is past. You should have been trying to do some of this earlier in your life.
Yeah.
This is not, but that's the people that just look at it as a job.
Yeah.
Because Summer Walker got in trouble for the same thing a few weeks ago now, and the outside doesn't, because you have to have a certain type of mentality to make it in the industry anyway.
Right.
You have to have almost an obsessive type of mentality about whatever you're trying to do.
Yes.
So if you're just trying to look at this as a job, you're just trying to clock in, go home, this is something, it gets personal.
Yeah, it does.
Because you're literally, it's the job title is personal assistant. You're involved with this person on a day-to-day basis. This gets personal. So it's not just and if you are the type of person that's going to turn down that unpaid internship, you can't get mad at the person that took the opportunity and it turned into something for them.
But it's lavish, though. Like, think about it. Everywhere she goes, they're gonna be waiting on her. It's gonna be comps and all type of You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, perks.
Perks and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, like.
So you're going to go into nice hotels. You're going to go into the best parts. They're not going to give her, they're not going to give her the bare minimum with the hits she got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you're going to actually be going on a ride.
You're experiencing something nice. You got a guaranteed seat at every table.
Yes, sir.
So if you can get in, and especially if you get in and you overperform, okay, now we got to, you're not just a personal assistant anymore. You might be like, you making me money.
Yeah.
You coming in with ideas.
Yeah.
So I feel like people that don't understand that probably never will, because it's a mindset thing, and it extends beyond the music industry, right? It extends beyond, like, it dips into how much of a hustler are you?
That's what I mean.
How much of a hustler are you?
Exactly.
So that's one thing I definitely wanted to touch on. And another one, a lot of people are upset about America going over to get Brittany Griner when we have people in prison for what, the hash oil thing, because that's not legal everywhere. What were your thoughts about that? Should they have went over and got her? Should that have been like as big an issue?
I think this was, I would have wanted them to come get me.
Yeah,
you feel me? I think that was cool, like Trey. You feel me? I think that it's big for the president to think of you, to come and get you.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? And switch out somebody else to come. You feel what I'm saying? I think that was dope. You feel what I'm saying? And for the weed charge itself, I thought that was a bit much. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I hope she learned the lesson in it. You know what I'm saying? It
wasn't, them folks over there don't play.
They don't play.
You know, like, I think, like, you know, and just talk about, like, wild-ass rules. I think, like, India, someplace over there, just banned pre-sex marriage.
Wait,
pre-marriage sex. Yeah. Like, bandit. Like, you can't be in the same crib. Like, nothing. So, them other, like, I feel like we can say what we want about America, but you got a lot of things that happen in America.
Don't have it anywhere else.
Like, nowhere else. Like, as a matter of fact, an Iranian soccer player is facing execution.
Yes, the girl, the lady.
For, I don't know, it was a dude. He was protesting for women's rights, though.
Oh, okay.
So he was helping a protest with women's rights, and he's facing, and they're going to kill him.
Get out.
Yes. So the things that, you know, that we can enjoy, you can go to a protest in America.
Yeah.
They're killing people over in other countries for.
Yeah.
So as many issues that we know, especially as black people, that America has, shit, man, I ain't got to worry about getting killed for going to a protest.
Yeah.
You know. And not where they can get away with it. Shit.
I mean, like, I ain't too political, but I do want to be able to say what I want to say.
Yeah.
you say
what you want to say without turning off the Wi-Fi to your house. Yeah. Oh, that nigga Joel, that turn this shit off. We about to come get him.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. So, digital streaming platforms everywhere.
Yeah. It's out everywhere, man. Also, I got another single out with one of my artists called Duty Too Rich, man, called Wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is a banger, man. I'm talking about Don't Sleep on This Young Cat, man, from Westside Bankhead. You feel what I'm saying? I feel like that he going to be next up, you know what I'm saying, coming off him on Redline Music, man, which is a label that I got also.
For sure, man. Well, anything else the people need to know about what Dro got coming up in 2023?
Oh, man, music, more music, books, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things, man. You dig what I'm saying?
For sure. Well, Dro, I'm happy you came and kicked it with the homie. This is the Big Homie's house.
Big Homie.
Yes, sir. And we go.